Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So they've been around 10 years more than me. Maybe it is turning 40, but my take on this game is not going to waver. If the Steelers win, yippee, I'm happy that they have another game to play. I'll root for them in the wild card round. I hope that they break the curse and drought of not winning playoff games. If they lose Mulsey, I'll come in here with a smile on my face Monday and be fine. They did this to themselves. When you lose in Cleveland and score 6 points, you've opened the door to any consequences. Yeah.
Well, you were also
you've
at
lost
that game
me as
with
your
me.
Chief advocate.
We sat. We sat. Well, you were, haven't been their chief advocate for a while.
But I got sucked into the three-game winning streak and was saying nice things about Tomlin and the way the team was playing and giving them a chance to win a playoff game or two. I didn't go the Starkey route and say they could go to the Super Bowl. But
yeah, that take has actually traveled fast, and people keep ascribing it to like the entire station and not just Joe. And I've taken the very rare step of pointing out that was only Joe, not us. In fact, we scoffed at the notion that they could win a Super Bowl or even get to one.
I don't know if we scoffed.
I just took out my scoff face. I scoffed so much, I should have been a scofflaw.
Yeah. Brian McFadden joins us now, 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Steelers. Unbelievable analyst. I think BMAC is, generally speaking, a very positive person. So I'm guessing, BMAC, you're going to give us the glass half full on the Steelers right now?
For sure. For sure. As it pertains to Sunday night's game, yeah. Now, anything outside of Sunday's game, we got to wait and see. But the most important thing, you want a chance. You know, you want to have a chance. And the only way you can get a chance to get close to another championship-type effort, you got to get into the tournament. And all of that starts on Sunday night.
How would a player, though, deal with, because we all know how we as fans and analysts deal with a game like the Cleveland game, man. Like, we all lose our minds. We all get very frustrated. How is that, in your experience, realistically handled in a locker room? You know you had a chance to make it easy on yourselves and get basically an extra bye week, and you didn't do it.
You know what? It's funny you ask that question, because as I reflect and think back, I don't think we ever was in that situation where we kind of like drop the ball on an opportunity like that. Because I look
definitely
back,
not 05. You guys had to catch fire and then go crazy to get in and then win it all.
You know what? It's something kind of similar, but it was a better team. In 08, remember that Christmas Day weekend game, if I'm not mistaken, we played Tennessee. And Tennessee was a really good team, but we ended up getting kicked in the mouth by Tennessee, and we ended up getting the number 2 seed, and they got the 1 seed. And, of course, you know, back then, the 1 and the 2 had bye weeks anyway, so you already had an automatic bid in the second round. But, you know, we wanted the opportunity to have everything come through Pittsburgh. But oddly enough, Baltimore, if you remember, beat Tennessee in the second round, and we still had home field advantage. So yeah. I think that's the closest, you know.
Yeah, because you were in Arizona by the time in 09 they started losing games to crap teams late in the year and missed out on the playoffs. You were already in very sunny
situation. I joke with Mr. Rooney. I said, I think I was a good luck charm because y'all let me go, didn't make the playoffs, and I came back. We went to the playoffs and went to another Super Bowl.
And what did he say back to that? You're right?
Yeah, he laughed with me. He joked with me. But that's how I felt. I'm like, hey, 05, you know, my rookie class, we got us there. Then 2 years later, we back again. And free agent, I left. You know, we went to the playoffs in Arizona, and Pittsburgh yep. didn't. And I came back. We went back again. So, you know, we had fun with that.
But, all right.
I think that 08 one was probably is about the closest thing to what happened last week.
I'm going to ask a guy. I'm going to ask a defensive guy an offensive question. How do the Steelers make up for the loss of DK Metcalf better than they did last week in Cleveland, BMAC?
Man, MVS got to be a heck of a player Sunday night. Ugh. Pat Freiermuth got to be a heck of a player Sunday night. Jonnu Smith got to be a heck of a player Sunday night. Kenneth Gainwell needs to be more involved in the passing game. I think when he's catching passes for us, the offense is better. And Adam Thielen. I mean, these are guys, granted, they're at the end of their career, but they have an abundance of experience. So these guys got to make the routine plays happen routinely.
Who do you have the most confidence in from that group? If you're going to say, this dude is going to step up, and when the Steelers win, they're going to be interviewing him after the game for filling those shoes, who's the guy you have the most confidence in personally?
I don't – you know what? That's a great question. I don't think it's one guy. I think collectively it got to be a group of guys. In terms of a guy like Adam Thielen, he got to be crucial – in third down, moving the chain scenarios, right?
Okay.
And in terms of a guy like MVS, he got to be able to get behind coverage. And it seems like they've been trying to do that with him, you know, taking shots. But he got to be a guy that can stretch the coverage side of things, man. So I think collectively, it got to be a group of guys, not just one guy when you talk about, oh, this was the main reason why the Steelers offense was doing what they were doing and won the ball games. It's going to take an entire group effort, in my opinion.
How much of it's on Aaron Rodgers, though? Because I think he's the main reason they didn't beat the Browns, BMAC.
You know what? I think what we saw Sunday was the first time it felt like Aaron really didn't see the field well in terms of pre-snap alignment, coverage side of things from Cleveland. You look at that fourth and two. I think it was right before halftime when we decided to go for it. You take a deep shot.
Thielen was wide open, man. Thielen on a drag route was open for a pitch and catch.
And actually, if you look at the design of that route concept, that was called for Adam Thielen based on the coverage that they were getting. And it felt like Arthur Smith anticipated man-to-man coverage. So he kind of ran an indirect pick play for Adam Thielen.
It was a good scheme, BMAC. Like, I watched a bunch of people break that down. It was like a very nice little scheme this guy open, and he sure-handed, and you got an easy first down. And Rodgers never even looked at it.
Yeah. So that was the very first time he kind of felt like he didn't see the football field well. But, you know, all of that is behind the team. You had an opportunity to take care of your business. You didn't. You still have an opportunity to control everything you want to control. You know, you gotta win now. It's a game seven scenario Sunday.
BMAC, it's Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley instead of Tyler Huntley. Is that better for the Steelers?
I'll say this, right? When you look at Lamar Jackson and the 8 games he's played in since he's returned from that injury, I think he's averaging around 20 yards rushing. I think he has like around 8 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. In the previous, 20 or so games, he had 5 interceptions in those games and an abundance of touchdowns. So to answer your question, if Lamar Jackson ain't healthy but he's still trying to go, if Lamar Jackson is not inclined to run the football like we've seen him do throughout his Hall of Fame-like career, and he's still trying to go, let's go. He's an easier target, in my opinion. And one thing that I realized, too, guys, with Tyler Huntley,
yep,
going back to that Green Bay Packer game, with the backup quarterback, most offensive coordinators are more inclined to do what? Run the football, right? Make it an easier plate for them. And that's what we saw. So hopefully they might, because they have Lamar Jackson in the game, we've seen them do what with Lamar Jackson? They turn their back on the running game on Derrick Henry and make him throw the football. So that could be a mindset as well. But to answer your question, I'd rather see the quarterback who's not healthy. And right now it seems like that's Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson has struggled against Pittsburgh entirely throughout his professional career.
Didn't last year, though, but I agree with you on lack of health. I think it also affects his throwing mechanics a ton more when he's hurt. People always talk about the legs, B-Mac, and the running with him. I think when he's hurt, his throwing mechanics get a lot sloppier and more inconsistent, and then you see bad throws.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because anytime a player in any sport plays hurt, they're not confident in their ability. So sometimes you try to overcompensate, and you try to do a little more than what you normally would do, because you know you're not at your best. And that's what we've seen from Lamar Jackson. It's not like Lamar Jackson can't play football anymore. He's forgotten to play. No, he just ain't himself. Like, Lamar Jackson averaging 20 yards rushing? Come on, man. We know that ain't Action Jackson, but he just hasn't been himself.
B-Mac, any advice on life after 40? I just turned 40 today.
Hey, make sure you start stretching before you go to bed. That way, when you wake up out of bed, you don't walk around limping like you was running in the football, being tackled in the football game before quarter.
You really do that every night?
Stretch before bed. It makes you wake. When you wake up, you feel a lot looser. And as you get older, too, I don't know when do you cap off eating, but you might want to stop eating. Can't eat. Don't eat after 8 o'clock.
That's good advice. Generally,
do you
think
do either
people.
Of those two things, Malzi?
I try not to eat after 8 o'clock.
Because your metabolism slows down after 8.
It's just your less
digestive
activity.
System not as good.
I don't stretch before bed, but here's what is behind B-Mac saying that. Think about it. If you're in bed and you actually are a reasonably good sleeper pony, you're not really moving around that much. Your body's getting stiff because you're not moving. If you sat on your couch for 8 hours and didn't move really, you'd be unbelievably stiff and sore when you got up. You also should stretch in the morning a little bit too.
I don't do either.
You might need to.
B-Mac, who do you got? And just like you predicted in Detroit, you nailed your prediction for that game. Who is your MVP of Steelers-Ravens Sunday night?
Give me Pat Freiermuth.
Wow.
And MVS.
And the final score? Ravens 47, Steelers 12?
19-17.
19-17. Oh, my God.
B-Mac, that calls to mind.
You know it's going
to
be an ugly one.
I was going to say, like, I've seen that game, it feels like 24 times in my life. It never gets any less ugly, and yet, if that were the outcome, I would laugh pretty
hard.
If
that happens, we'll be talking to you next week about beating the Houston Texans.
Hey, and real quick, the Monday night game, I forgot to give you guys this heads up. I nailed MVS for first touchdown.
And?
And that payout was massive.
All right, B-Mac. Happy New Year, brother. Good talk.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe for the final time, we will take a look at the other side. Steelers, Ravens. Who really cares? Who really wants to win this game? What's the point of it all? Things we've been asking ourselves over the last 3.5 hours today. I think similar questions are being asked in Baltimore. The 8-8 Ravens can win, and the national media is asking, can they get hot? I don't think they're asking that same question down there. Knowing our next guest, he doesn't believe it because he thinks the head coach is a nincompoop. Jeremy Kahn from the Big Bad Morning Show on our sister station, The Fan in Baltimore. Jeremy, let me ask you this question right off the bat here. If the Steelers beat the Ravens, is there any way Lamar Jackson's not back as Ravens quarterback next year?
I would highly doubt it. As I was saying before about, you know, the relationship with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, people had questions about it. Had someone on my show this week that works with a lot of the players kind of say he doesn't think they're both back next year. So it could be interesting to see how things play out. And it is weird to come down to this week and there's only 2 playoff spots left open and they're for 2 crappy-ass divisions.
I would agree with that emphasis on crappy and, well, ass, now that you think about it, because they are both of those things. Jeremy, if I'm giving you the classic just 0 to 100% scale, put a percentage on how healthy Lamar Jackson is heading into this game.
Oh, man, I would. It's a wild guess, but I would sit here and say 70 to 80% maybe.
Should they be playing Huntley?
Yeah, should Huntley be starting in your opinion?
No. I mean, look, I think if Lamar showed up with no legs and no arms, they should still start him over Huntley. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and fall in love with a cat that threw for 100 yards last week. I mean, they gave the ball to Derrick Henry 30-some times.
Well, that's the auspices under which we ask, because it seems like it simplifies things for Harbaugh, and he stops trying to be the smartest guy on the field.
I like the way that you put that, because it is interesting to simplify things for Harbaugh, because maybe that's what needs to happen. There's been a lot of really silly things that have gone on, but forgetting that you have Derrick Henry on your team has to be at the top of the list.
Do you think that changes on Sunday? It did against Green Bay, but do we see John Harbaugh fall back on old ways against the Steelers?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm understanding that the Steelers are relatively healthy on the defensive side of the ball, all things considered, and I think that's obviously going to help you. And it does feel like, I mean, I don't want to call the Steelers and Tomlin Lamar's kryptonite, but there's been nobody that's done as good a job against him as this team has. I mean, he's literally dominated the NFC and every other team in this league. This has been the one team he struggled with. So, I mean, you could look at that aspect of it, but you're hoping that they're still going to come out and feed Derrick Henry. I don't care what the front looks like. I mean, he's just an absolute animal, and I think he's built for this.
Is there this, like, what would you say the mood is around this team in Baltimore? I mean, Andrew is turning 40 today. And so he kicked off his 40th birthday, his first show in this new decade of life, by saying, I just don't care what happens. If they lose, meaning the Steelers, I'll be happy. And if they win, I'll be happy and I'll be fine with it. Are people this ambivalent about the outcome of this game and the game itself in Baltimore, Jeremy?
I think they are. But first, Pony bet his nipples before. He didn't bet anything this week, did he?
No, he's old. Now that he's 40, he's much wiser.
Jeremy, if someone would offer me $100 to go to the game, I wouldn't go. I just have no interest in, really? In being a part of it. Yeah,
it just seems like two tired fan bases.
I'm that turned off by what happened in Cleveland last week.
I think there are so many people here exactly like that, because this is the first time ever where you're looking at it and understanding the seasons haven't gone the way you want. But you have a chance to get in the playoffs, and it's a very weak AFC, in my opinion. So all bets are off once you get in. That being said, like, I've seen fans and heard from them on my show saying I'd rather them lose and get rid of Harbaugh than win and keep him.
What is the truth in this whole deal with Lamar Jackson regarding falling asleep in meetings and staying up late playing video games and questions about his work ethic and commitment to being a franchise quarterback, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, so the guy that wrote the article in the Baltimore Sun, he does Monday mornings on our show, And he's what a way to put out that article over the weekend and all the things that were going on, and it blew up and got some national steam. He swears by his sources. Lamar's denied it. The team's denied it. Players on the team have denied it. Who knows? Was there a time maybe he nodded off? And the whole thing about him playing video games, I mean, there's a lot of goofy things in there. But if some of it's true, I don't know what the outcome ends up being. I don't think anything's changing here. Sometimes superstars get preferential treatment. So if it is in fact true, then that's something that you have to look at. But, you know, like I said, my co-host, he swears by it, that it is true.
All right, let me ask you this more granular question about Harbaugh. Obviously, each of these fan bases, their biggest problem with the head coach of the team is that they don't win relative to maybe expectations. Harbaugh can't get them through the AFC and into a Super Bowl. Tomlin can't even win a playoff game suddenly anymore. Here, Jeremy, it's Mike Tomlin just does things his way and never changes. He's very stuck in his ways. They're too conservative all the way around, et cetera. That's like the biggest specific gripe. What is the biggest specific complaint that Ravens fans have about John Harbaugh and how he runs that team?
Well, and again, it feels like he divvies out a responsibility to everyone else, and that's his job. Like, hey, the offense is going to be the offense, and the defense is going to be the defense, and you guys come to me if there's any tough decisions to make. And that's kind of how it feels like it's been. I mean, he even said the last time that they didn't get Derrick Henry in the game that it was up to the running backs coach and the running backs of how they were going to do the rotation. It's like rotation. This isn't Pop Warner. So people look at that stuff and getting the same answers after the same types of losses. It's like, wait a minute, we forgot to run the football. Wait a minute, we forgot to run the football. And when it doesn't change, fans go, hey, man, I've heard this story before. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with Harbaugh is that he's kind of done things his way. He is a rah-rah guy coming up with these quotes. Who has it better than us? Nobody. You're seeing it out there with the Chargers now. Like, all that's fine. But eventually that message wears out.
Jeremy, I'm going to ask you a two-part question here. I want you to tell me on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, an under-the-radar player, if the Ravens win, who will get credit for the win? Who shows up under the radar and has a big game? And then I want you to do the inverse of that. If the Ravens are to lose, give me someone under the radar on both sides of the ball who you think, my God, we didn't talk about this guy going into the game much, but he absolutely sucked for us on Sunday night.
You know, what's funny is I'm going to give you the same the guy for the same answer. Both of them. It's Isaiah Likely. Like, I mean, no, there hasn't been a player in this league that's had more weird things happen to him, whether it's your toe barely being out of bounds, fumbling through the end zone. Is it a catch? Not a catch. You're reaching the ball out. It's so many weird things, but he is so athletic and so gifted that in the right offense, and if he's 100% healthy, I feel like he could be a top five tight end in this league. So I think he can definitely make you pay, and he's the most athletic guy outside of, you know, Zay Flowers when you get the ball in his hands of making you miss and being able to run some of those guys over. So I think he's the guy. And if you wanted me to kind of split that and not say that about him, I think the other guy is you can pick somebody on the offensive line. Daniel Falele's been a guy that has been routinely beat up this year for just not knowing who he's blocking his own teammates, just getting in his own way.
How about on defense?
On defense, I mean, Marlon Humphrey. I feel like I've been seeing the back of his jersey number more than I've actually seen him. He's a really good player, but, again, one of his issues has been the deep ball. Now, I don't know if Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to catch it when they throw it up there, but he may have some opportunities in this game.
Jeremy, the one other narrative that was positive about the Ravens is, hey, their bye week was week 7, and, yeah, they were terrible on defense before that, but since week 7, since the bye week, they've largely been better. How true is that? How do you feel about their defense, and how should Steelers fans feel about that defense that they're going up against here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel way more confident had I not watched them play against the Packers because they looked horrendous there. But no, I think a lot of it has to do with the trade that they made for Gilman. It's right around the same time, moving Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage and letting him play kind of like that power back role and moving him around. I mean, he is the best tackler, the best cover guy, the best pass rusher on this team. And I also think adding pass rush help on this team as well and moving forward, all that stuff, getting healthy at the same time, all that's kind of come into the way that this defense is playing. I just think the personnel got better over a long period of time. So for me, that's the main reason why. But I do believe we're going to see a good game this weekend either way.
All right, bottom line for you, if the Ravens lose on Sunday, will that be the final time we see John Harbaugh man the sidelines for the Ravens?
From your lips to God's ears, man, please, please, please let that be the case. I think something has to change. So, yeah, if they lose, I think Harbaugh's gone.
Wow.
Will they lose?
I think they win, but I think they win like the same way that we always see these Ravens-Steelers games come down. Somebody has the ball last and makes a play. Like, I think it's 2017 Ravens.
Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore, where they're not exactly getting out their black and purple pom-poms for this game Sunday night. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, guys. Good luck. Yep. I mean that.
I was just going to say you mean it this time. Goodbye. All right. Who would they hire?
I think that would be a pretty in-demand job.
I agree.
You've got Jackson.
Who's like the big name who would want that job, or who's the in-demand assistant coach who goes there and teams up with Lamar Jackson?
So Marcus Freeman's staying at Notre Dame. Chris Shula, people keep talking about at the Rams defensive coordinator.
His defense hasn't exactly lit the world on fire the last couple of weeks.
I'm trying to think of where the trendy offensive name would be.
There's not really a big trendy name.
There isn't one this year. You can't go.
So they call these cycles.
You can't go through the who's calling plays or who's on Kyle Shanahan's staff. I feel like that isn't.
How about
Clint
Kubiak? Gary Kubiak was an assistant there.
No, I know.
Do Sam Darnold and JSN get Clint Kubiak the Ravens gig?
I don't think so.
Does Mike McCarthy end up there? You see Big Mike Lamar.
It's not an obvious year for like who's that person you're going to hire.
I know.
And I don't think the Ravens would see themselves as the kind of franchise that might do something like a little off the board where they hire some hotshot college coach away.
But if there's legit friction between Lamar and John Harbaugh, and it's turned Lamar Jackson into a lesser version of himself, they got to fire him.
I would think.
They almost got to fire him even if they win.
Unless they go on win this game, get on a crazy run and get to the Super Bowl, and I don't think they're remotely built for that.
Me neither.
Because I don't think he's close to healthy. He'd have to be fully healthy and playing well, and then they wouldn't be in this spot. Yeah, I think he's got to be done. In a weird way, despite like all the frustrations here about Tomlin, because of what Harbaugh has in the form of Jackson, his inability to get over the hump, I think, is every bit as bad, if not worse. And the fact that, as Jeremy just told us, like, the thing they don't like about him down there is he just basically tells you what everybody else didn't do well in the game. Like,
you know what?
This guy didn't do that, and this guy didn't do this.
You know what it honestly reminds me of? It honestly reminds me of how I view Tomlin during Ben's prime with the Killer Bees. Yeah, they went to an AFC championship game, just like the Lamar Jackson Ravens have, but it's not enough. You know, they've won a playoff game the last few years. And it's not just I get it. When you lose in the playoffs, you always, I guess, can come up with a thing about it that like drives you nuts or ticks you off. I mean, we've done that with all the Steelers playoff losses.
Yes.
It's just how bad Lamar has looked in those games. And I would just, if I were owning the Ravens or had a seat in their front office, I would just think, can we at least try somebody who might bring out more in this guy? I wonder if they would just promote Monken to head coach.
What if
Lamar really likes him?
Would you want him doing that split duty?
Not particularly. Well, as a Steelers fan, yes.
If you're the Ravens, though, that's my point.
Like, no, I think you've got to strive for more than that.
To me, they've got to get, like, I guess, like a better culture guy. Because Harbaugh really is just, he's a special teams guy who's like more of a culture guy than anything. And if that culture has curdled, like it or not, and we don't like it here, Mike runs the defense here. With Harbaugh, it's like you got to get a different voice and just a different way of doing things.
I think Charlie's going to recommend Todd Bowles to be the next head coach.
No, I was just going to say Arthur Smith.
Oh my God, I would be more than okay with that.
Yeah, so would I. I don't really think, I think Arthur Smith, we're going to find out, because he's going to get another shot somewhere, I think.
Is he?
I do think he will, because I see him, he's either got a really good agent or people actually like him as a head coaching candidate, because I see his name get brought up for all manner of jobs. I think we're going to find out, if we don't already know, and I think you and I do, that he is probably cut out to be a coordinator permanently. Like, that's his realistic spot in the NFL.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I don't know that a lot has changed in terms of what we're doing. We've got some player availability that's been improved. You know, Derek Harmon's back, and I think that's significant, or at least, you know, the significance of his presence has been well documented. We'll see. But I don't know that we're doing anything dramatically different. We're stacking the box when appropriate and making judgments about when that is and when that isn't in an effort to neutralize some of the complementary components. Stability is big, I think, in people. You know, the additions of some of these guys that have missed some time might be helpful to our efforts as well. You know, certainly I'm open to wrinkles, but at this stage of the journey for us, it's about competing and competing at a high level and being connected. And oftentimes that's with things that you know and know very well, whether you're talking about an individual or about a collective.
Mike Tomlin on stopping Derrick Henry. The last three times the Steelers have played the Ravens, the regular season game in Baltimore last December, the playoff game they lost a year ago in January, and the game they won a month ago, combined rushing yards allowed 736.
That's it?
736. That's well over 200 yards a game. That's almost 250 yards a game, actually.
Yeah, it's about 247 or so. Did you see Jerry's write up on this in the Post Gazette? This whole we got motivated to draft a guy like Derek Harmon, to draft a Jack Sawyer, to draft Y.A. Black, largely because of the way that playoff game went down. He writes this story, quotes from the Steelers people, kind of just background on this is why we're at where we're at here. And then says, now, the Steelers did give up 217 yards or whatever it was in a game that they won, but they really feel that that didn't tell the whole story, and they did my least favorite thing. They said, well, Mitchell gouged us for 55, and Henry had basically a 20-yarder.
If you take those out.
I hate that. No, those runs happen. Yeah. They are huge play. The Mitchell play actually was probably a net good for the Steelers. He got hurt.
If you take out the big runs, Barry Sanders is Eric Pegram.
I mean it literally is.
What are we doing here?
It literally was. It was from Terrell Austin. It was literally the football version of, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
We've mostly and mainly talked today about how fans feel and their apathy and indifference going into this game, and mine. I mean, I don't really care what happens If the Steelers win, cool. We'll have all week to either get ourselves up or plan for the inevitable of them getting blown out in the playoffs again. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. If they lose, then we get to see if anything seismic happens. Kabali came in here last hour and said, if the Steelers get beat, he doesn't think Art picks up Tomlin's option for 2027. And that means Mike would go into a season as truly a lame duck coach for the first time ever.
That would be almost unfathomable to me. I know Mark is in that building and talks to people. That would be astonishing if they lost and then it really just did become lame duck season.
So I'm going to attempt to talk about this game with you over the next hour. We'll have Bryant McFadden on. We'll have an analyst from Baltimore on to size them up.
B-Mac's going to be pissed at you, by the way.
Why is that?
Because you don't really care about the outcome.
Yeah, I'll tell him that straight up. I don't care.
He's going to be
turned over a new leaf as a 40-year-old. I'm a different me now. I'm a new me. I'm going to ask you to tell me, and the best call on this, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to tell you what the question is, and then I'm going to tell you what you win when you call in. The question, the challenge is this. I want you to tell me how the Steelers win this game. But here's what you can't do. You can't tell me how the Ravens lose it. You can't say Lamar Jackson's record against the Steelers is X, or you can't say John Harbaugh is an idiot. You have to tell me something the Steelers will do to win this game. What they do well, what they'll thrive at, what they have going for them in this matchup at 412-928-9370. And because it's my birthday and I'm in charge right now, whatever I deem to be the most persuasive argument is going to win four tickets to the Pittsburgh RV show at the convention center later this month. 412-928-9370. Malzie, do you think it's difficult to concoct a way the Steelers win this game, leaving out the Ravens' blunders?
No, I actually don't think it's difficult. So,
and this is coming from Mr. Negativity on the Steelers.
Yeah. Now, I don't think what I'm going to say here on the Ravens' part is a blunder, and I don't think you're also going to try to get me and say I'm sneaking through on a technicality. I think there's a very simple way that the Steelers actually do win this game, and it has mostly to do with their defense. I'm not going to sit here. I'll throw one offensive thing in. Here's the blueprint. Derrick Henry ran all over the Packers. I watched it. It was impressive. It was finally like
the most carries of his career.
Yeah, it was John Harbaugh getting out of his own way and saying, I have this guy. He is the trump card in this game.
I'm going to ride him till the wheels fall off.
And that game was pretty close for a while, and then when Willis got hit late, you know, not hit late on a play, but you know what I mean, then the Packers ran out of steam. Here is something I will point out about the Packers. Even before Micah Parsons got hurt, their run defense has been pretty, like, terrible. Like, you can run right at them. That is their weakness. That is why they're not going to win the Super Bowl, because you can run directly at that team.
Yep.
Now, we know what the Steelers did or had done to them in a game they beat the Ravens in, but there are case studies. There are success stories from the Steelers season of taking a Jonathan Taylor or a Jahmyr Gibbs or other, like, prominent running backs and holding them to very low totals. We all saw it happen. Right? Like, we saw Jonathan Taylor not be able to get it going. We saw Miami's run game kind of die on the vine halfway through that one. We saw Gibbs go nowhere against them. Montgomery do nothing. Like, they dominated those teams. So it's in there somewhere. I'm saying that to say they are a better run defense, despite all the moaning we do about them in general. Way better run defense than the Packers. Green Bay offered very little resistance. So I think they are capable of stopping Derrick Henry. Which brings me to
But do you believe it, though? You're saying
I think they're absolutely... I think they're going to... I don't think Derrick Henry's running for two bills on him. I don't even think he's going to get to 100 on him.
Okay, if he doesn't get to 100 on them...
Yes.
Every time the Steelers have played Derrick Henry and they've kept them under 100 yards, they've won.
Yeah, I think that
they're... Every time they've played Derrick Henry and they've allowed over 100 yards, they've lost.
I know, that...
That is really not an arbitrary number. If you get to... If he gets to the century mark, chances are...
Yes.
Derrick Henry's team is going to beat you.
Yeah, I mean, that's also one of those, like... I don't know what the term you would exactly use for it is, but it's, like, one of those kind of obvious game script things. If he's getting to 100, that means they're playing from ahead.
But
typically.
It wasn't obvious in the game earlier this year. The Steelers were outrushed 217-34 and won by 5.
I understand that. Well, if they had probably given Derrick Henry the ball more, that might have been different. Anyway, I think Harbaugh's learned his lesson, but I do think the Steelers' defense is going to play better against the run in general than they did in that game, and I think they're going to be pretty good against Henry. I think one of the weird kind of little revelations is I think Jack Sawyer is going to play a decent amount, and I think he's useful in that capacity. He's not smaller than Derrick Henry. He's 6'4".
He plays at the expense of Watt not being 100%.
They'll find ways, I think, to get that's going to be a wrinkle. I think they're going to find ways to make sure Sawyer's out there because I think they feel like the Ravens are going to try to run the ball a lot. I think they're going to do a pretty good job on Henry because I do think that here's the other thing. In that Green Bay game, do you know how many yards he was getting before he even got touched on average?
Give it to me.
Over 2. You know that's bad. You are very well aware. He got 4+ after contact, okay? 2 yards before contact, not good. I think they will do a better job, which gets me to the other major point about their defense and the Ravens' offense. I think that's going to force Lamar into some situations where he's really got to throw the ball. I maintain, despite all these signals coming out of Baltimore, this is the first full week of practice he's had all year, basically, right? Full participation. I don't think he's healthy still. I think he's probably between 80 and 85%.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably trying to gut it out at a full week of practice because this is a division title game. That's it. I don't think when Lamar Jackson is less than 100% that he passes the ball very well. I think his mechanics suffer. I think his confidence suffers.
Yeah, but now you're making arguments that I said you couldn't make. I said you couldn't do Ravens things.
No, I'm saying they're going to force a guy who is a compromised passer into more passing situations.
Ah, gotcha.
I thought that was pretty clear.
But then you started going into Lamar Jackson injuries.
Well, he's not 100%. I think they're going to stop the run enough to force him to pass. I think they will do well defending that. Joey Porter hasn't allowed a touchdown in coverage in
2 years.
Yeah, in 1,100 snaps. So I don't think that's going to change. I think they're going to be pretty good against the pass. The Ravens will get a little. They won't get a lot. And then the positive case for the Steelers is this. And this is really going to tick people off because it's going to circle back to the Browns. And it's going to be me saying something quasi-positive despite being negative at the start. I think Aaron Rodgers ruined an otherwise good enough to win game plan by Arthur Smith. He schemed Thielen open on a very crucial fourth down. Aaron Rodgers said, F this, I'm going to throw a go ball to Scotty Miller because I want to. Aaron Rodgers also wasn't even looking at guys like Gainwell on huge crucial plays when the one time he stood in there, the one series he stood in there for the most part and said, I am going to risk getting sacked and or hit to make plays down the field. Wouldn't you know it? They were throwing seam balls. They were hitting Freiermuth. They were hitting Miller over the middle. I think now that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to worry about the specter of Brett Favre and being intertwined throughout history with Brett Favre about the sack record and being dropped by Myles Garrett, he's going to play like somebody with his head somewhat removed from his rear end. And so I think he's going to actually move the ball a decent amount. I think he's going to have guys like Thielen getting open because they are running to spots. They're going to have a pretty good offensive game plan. And I think he's going to move them surprisingly well through the air.
How do the Steelers beat the Ravens? Here's Chris in Hopewell. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so ways that I think the Steelers... can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so ways that I think the Steelers can win. I don't think I'm kind of pessimistic. I kind of feel the way you do. I don't think they are going to win, but if they are going to win, I think this is what has to happen. I think Pat Freiermuth has to be the leading wide receiver for the game, which they haven't been doing, which I don't know why. Make MVS less of an option. Have Gainwell be maybe the second leading wide receiver. Also give Warren and Gainwell at least 25 touches. And don't do stupid stuff on fourth down like go balls to Scotty Miller. Hopefully Boswell plays well. And then we got to stop Henry and get after Lamar.
All right, Chris. That's a lot. Who do you think FanDuel and their receiving yard props that they've put out, based on that, who do you think they expect to be the Steelers' leading receiver in this game?
Austin's playing. I'm going to say they expect it to be Freiermuth.
Yes. 31.5. What a low, embarrassingly low number.
Well, if that was the number for Jonnu Smith, we could take the under quite safely.
Andrew, Freiermuth is 1. Now you want to guess 2?
This is just for the Steelers?
Yeah.
Gainwell.
Yep. 29.5. Have you looked at this?
No.
Here is Dave in Newcastle. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I don't know, man. It's nothing breaking, but... basically, I mean, you got to keep Derrick Henry contained. I'm thinking you got to cause a fumble. I think if you can put some doubt and get him the fumble, which he has some fumble issues, that's number one. And number two, You got to get Gainwell and Warren going, obviously, but you got to stick to the script. You have to let those guys roll. And the other thing is, I guess I have to watch how I say this to stay within the confines that Tomlin has to use the clock well, because I think it's going to come down to the little things, and hopefully he doesn't screw it up.
All right, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you the tickets here. Well done.
I like that he was cognizant of the parameters while conducting his
yes,
call.
That's why I picked him.
I just am impressed by that. That's good situational awareness.
All right, in 2 minutes, Brian McFadden is going to tell us if he has lost hope in these Steelers. A view from Baltimore, where they are very self-loathing about the Ravens, coming up as well. Did they even want Lamar to play in this game?
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.